In today's story, we learn about Padre Pio's mysterious presence at a bishop's deathbed thousands of kilometers away from San Giovanni Rotondo in Uruguay. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivio Tresca. Within its pages, we find a fascinating story about Padre Pio's mysterious presence at a bishop's deathbed thousands of kilometers away from San Giovanni Rotondo. Let's dive right in. In 1921, Bishop Fernando Damiani from the Diocese of Salto, Uruguay, traveled to Rome. During a private audience with Pope Benedict XV, the Pope spoke highly of Padre Pio. He even expressed his belief that Padre Pio was one of those providential individuals that God sends from time to time to help humanity. 16 years later, in 1937, Bishop Damiani found himself battling serious heart problems. Feeling close to death, he decided to make another trip to Italy, but this time to San Giovanni Rotondo, to meet the renowned Capuchin friar Padre Pio and spend his final moments in his holy presence. Now, upon his arrival in San Giovanni Rotondo, Bishop Damiani was suddenly struck by a heart attack. He immediately sent for Padre Pio, hoping to spend his last moments by his side. However, Padre Pio refused to show up. Instead, he simply continued to hear confessions in the church. The bishop's heart attack endured for 2 hours, and Padre Pio only showed up after Bishop Damiani had regained consciousness. Irritated by the long delay, the convent superior asked, "Why didn't you come right away?" And Padre Pio responded in a joking manner, addressing the bishop, "Why? You weren't going to die anyway." Bishop Damiani then expressed his desire to stay in San Giovanni Rotondo, in Padre Pio's service. However, Padre Pio insisted, no, return to your diocese. That's where you belong. But the bishop implored, at least promise me you'll be there at the moment of my death. Padre Pio hesitated for a moment, but eventually agreed, I promise to be there. However, Padre Pio's word was not enough for the bishop. He wanted Padre Pio's guarantee in writing. Imagine that. All right, replied Padre Pio, scribbling on a small piece of paper. I promise that he will not die without my assistance. Padre Pio. Returning home, Bishop Damiani had Padre Pio's note framed and hung on the wall in his room. Time passed, and in 1941, Archbishop Alfredo Viola of Salto, Uruguay, organized a congress of vocations in the diocese. The gathering included bishops from Uruguay and some from Argentina, along with priests and the faithful. One night, after midnight, while everyone was fast asleep, Bishop Damiani suffered another heart attack. At that very moment, Archbishop Antonio Maria Barbieri, the future Cardinal of Montevideo, was abruptly awakened by a strong knock on his door, accompanied by a voice urgently saying, Hurry, go help Monsignor Damiani, he is dying. The archbishop quickly woke up a few priests, grabbed the holy oils, and rushed to Damiani's room. However, upon entering, he noticed in the dim light the silhouette of a Capuchin friar who swiftly vanished down the corridor. Archbishop Antonio looked around. He checked the doors and windows. Everything was closed shut. Who was that mysterious friar, and how did he get inside? The answer came when the archbishop discovered a note scribbled in pencil on the nightstand. It was a draft for a telegram that read, Padre Pio San Giovanni Rotondo, continuous chest pains are wiping me out. Examining the room further, he discovered Padre Pio's framed promise on the wall. Bishop Damiani received his last rites and peacefully died half an hour later. Now, let's pause here for a moment to reflect on the last rites, specifically the sacrament of extreme unction, or anointing of the sick, an essential sacrament to arrange for ourselves and our loved ones in times of need. If one is unable to attend confession due to their condition, extreme unction offers the possibility of forgiveness for venial sins and even mortal sins if there is a sincere sorrow for sin and a resolve not to sin again. The sacrament also provides the grace and strength to face illness, suffering, and the final struggle before death with courage and strong faith in God. Furthermore, while not always guaranteed, extreme unction can assist the restoration of physical health if it aligns with God's will. But even if bodily healing doesn't occur, the sacrament can bring comfort, reduce anxiety, and alleviate the suffering related to the illness. So it's a sacrament well worth seeking when the time comes. Now back to our story. A few years after Bishop Damiani died, Archbishop Antonio visited San Giovanni Rotondo, eager to verify what he had witnessed. Upon seeing Padre Pio, he immediately recognized him as the figure in Bishop Damiani's room that night. However, to dispel any doubt, he asked, "Have you ever been to Uruguay?" But Padre Pio pretended not to understand. Fearing a misunderstanding, the Archbishop got to the point. "I find you similar to the Capuchin I saw in Monsignor Damiani's room on the night he died. Was it you?" Once again, he received no answer. Then he said with a smile, "I understand, Padre Pio, I understand." And Padre Pio, with one of those evasive responses he was a master of, replied, "Oh yes, I see that Your Excellency understands. That is good." Archbishop Antonio then asked Padre Pio to assist him on his deathbed. Padre Pio replied, "I will die before you will, but I'll assist you from heaven." Indeed, Archbishop Antonio outlived Padre Pio by 11 years. End of story. Many of you watching are likely aware that Padre Pio promised his assistance and care even after his death. And this story serves as yet another powerful reminder of this promise. This is why I strongly encourage you to seek Padre Pio's help in your life. To support you in your devotion, we have some beautiful gifts for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. These gifts, including this prayer booklet, can be profound tools for reflection and meditation. More importantly, masses are celebrated for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program during their lifetime. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." For more details, please follow the link in the description below. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.